The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert Wilson, 2009. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, is a collection of essays that explore the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special kind of energy or force that is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. Animism is the belief that life is an emergent property of matter, and that living things have an inner life or soul. The essays in this book examine the implications of these two views for our understanding of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. The book begins with an introduction by Wilson that provides an overview of the debate between vitalism and animism. He then presents essays from a variety of perspectives, including those of philosophers, biologists, and theologians. The essays explore the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. The essays discuss the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death. They explore the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs, including the implications for our understanding of the afterlife, the nature of the soul, and the meaning of life. The essays also discuss the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the relationship between humans and animals, and the implications for our understanding of the environment. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate is an important contribution to the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. It provides an overview of the debate and examines the implications of these two views for our understanding of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. It is an essential resource for anyone interested in the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. This concept has been around for centuries, and has been debated by philosophers, scientists, and theologians alike. Vitalism holds that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is imbued with a spiritual or metaphysical essence. This essence is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to grow, reproduce, and respond to their environment. Vitalism also suggests that life is not simply a product of physical laws, but is instead something that is guided by a higher power or force. The debate between vitalism and animism is an ongoing one, and has been the subject of much discussion and debate. Animism is the belief that all living things possess a soul or spirit, and that this soul or spirit is responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms. Animism holds that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is imbued with a spiritual or metaphysical essence. This essence is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to grow, reproduce, and respond to their environment. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for how we view life and death. Vitalism suggests that life is something that is guided by a higher power or force, while animism suggests that life is something that is imbued with a spiritual or metaphysical essence. Both theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, and both have their own merits and drawbacks. Ultimately, it is up to each individual to decide which theory they believe is more accurate. Main idea number two. Animism is the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Animism is an ancient belief system that has been around for centuries. It is based on the idea that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This spiritual essence is believed to be the source of life and the cause of death. Animism is closely related to vitalism, another philosophical theory that attempts to explain the nature of life and death. The two theories differ in their views on the origin of life and the nature of death. Vitalism is the belief that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is present in all living things. This force is believed to be the source of life and the cause of death. Animism, on the other hand, believes that life is the result of a spiritual essence or soul that is present in all living things. This spiritual essence is believed to be the source of life and the cause of death. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries. While both theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, they differ in their views on the origin of life and the nature of death. Vitalism believes that life is the result of a vital force or energy, while animism believes that life is the result of a spiritual essence or soul. The debate between the two theories continues to this day, with both sides offering compelling arguments for their respective views. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines the debate between vitalism and animism in detail. The book provides an in-depth look at the two theories and their respective arguments. It also examines the implications of the debate for our understanding of life and death. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the vitalism-animism debate. Main idea number 3. Life and death are two of the most fundamental aspects of existence, and the debate between vitalism and animism attempts to explain the nature of both. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Life and death are two of the most fundamental aspects of existence, and the debate between vitalism and animism attempts to explain the nature of both. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. It explores the implications of these theories for our understanding of the nature of life and death, and how they can be applied to our everyday lives. It also examines the implications of these theories for our understanding of the relationship between life and death, and how they can be used to inform our ethical and moral decisions. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the arguments for and against both theories, and examines the implications of these theories for our understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 4. Dualism. Dualism is the belief that the universe is composed of two distinct and irreducible substances, such as mind and matter. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Dualism is the belief that the universe is composed of two distinct and irreducible substances, such as mind and matter. This concept has been around for centuries, and has been debated by many philosophers. Dualism suggests that the universe is composed of two distinct and separate entities, which are not reducible to one another. This means that the two substances, mind and matter, are not interchangeable and cannot be reduced to one another. This concept has been used to explain the nature of life and death, and the debate between vitalism and animism. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. This force is thought to be responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Animism is the belief that all living things have a soul or spirit, and that this soul or spirit is responsible for the life and death of the organism. Both of these theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, and the debate between them has been ongoing for centuries. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for how we view the nature of life and death. Dualism provides a framework for understanding this debate, as it suggests that the two substances, mind and matter, are distinct and irreducible. This means that the two substances cannot be reduced to one another, and that the debate between vitalism and animism is an important one. Main idea number 5. Monism. Monism is the belief that the universe is composed of a single substance, such as energy or matter. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Monism is a philosophical concept that suggests that the universe is composed of a single substance, such as energy or matter. This concept is in contrast to dualism, which suggests that the universe is composed of two distinct substances. Monism is an ancient concept, with roots in the ancient Greek philosopher Parmenides, who argued that the universe is composed of a single, unchanging substance. Monism has been a popular concept throughout the history of philosophy, with many philosophers arguing for its validity. The debate between vitalism and animism is a philosophical debate that attempts to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. Both of these theories are in contrast to the monistic view, which suggests that life is the result of a single, unified substance. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for how we understand the nature of life and death. It is also an interesting debate, as it pits two distinct philosophical theories against one another. Ultimately, the debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it helps us to better understand the nature of life and death. Main idea number 6. Naturalism. Naturalism is the belief that all phenomena can be explained by natural causes and laws. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Naturalism is a philosophical belief that all phenomena can be explained by natural causes and laws. This means that the universe is governed by physical laws, and that all events, including those related to life and death, can be explained by natural processes. Naturalism rejects the idea of supernatural forces or entities, such as gods, spirits, or souls, as explanations for any phenomenon. Naturalism is often contrasted with vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special force or energy that is distinct from physical forces. This energy is thought to be responsible for the growth and development of living organisms, and is seen as the source of life itself. Animism is the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, have a spiritual essence or soul. This spiritual essence is thought to be responsible for the behavior of living things, and is seen as the source of life itself. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries, and is still a source of controversy today. While naturalism is the dominant view in modern science, there are still many who believe that life and death are more than just physical processes, and that there is something more to them than can be explained by natural causes and laws. Main idea number 7. Reductionism. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena can be explained by reducing them to their component parts. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena can be explained by breaking them down into their component parts. This approach is often used in the sciences, where complex systems are studied by examining the individual elements that make them up. For example, in biology, the study of life is often approached by looking at the individual cells and molecules that make up living organisms. In psychology, the behavior of individuals is studied by looking at the individual neurons and neurotransmitters that make up the brain. The debate between vitalism and animism is an example of how reductionism can be applied to philosophical theories. Vitalism is the belief that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. By examining the individual components of these theories, it is possible to gain a better understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 8. Emergentism. Emergentism is the belief that complex phenomena can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Emergentism is a philosophical concept that suggests that complex phenomena can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This idea is based on the notion that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and that the behavior of a system cannot be fully understood by examining its individual components. Emergentism is often contrasted with reductionism, which holds that complex phenomena can be explained by breaking them down into their constituent parts. The debate between vitalism and animism is an example of the emergentism versus reductionism debate. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special kind of phenomenon that cannot be explained by physical or chemical laws. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is a result of the interaction of physical and chemical forces. The debate between these two theories attempts to explain the nature of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines this debate in detail. The book explores the philosophical and scientific arguments for and against both theories, and provides an in-depth analysis of the implications of each. It also examines the implications of the debate for our understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 9. Supernaturalism. Supernaturalism is the belief that some phenomena cannot be explained by natural causes and laws, and must be attributed to a supernatural force. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Supernaturalism is a belief system that holds that some phenomena cannot be explained by natural causes and laws, and must be attributed to a supernatural force. This belief has been around for centuries, and has been the subject of much debate and discussion. In The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, the debate between vitalism and animism is explored. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is not explainable by natural laws. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is not explainable by natural laws. Both theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, and the book examines the arguments for and against each theory. It also looks at the implications of each theory for our understanding of the world and our place in it. Ultimately, the book seeks to provide a comprehensive overview of the debate between vitalism and animism, and to provide readers with a better understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 10. Theism. Theism is the belief in a personal God who is the creator and sustainer of the universe. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Theism is the belief in a personal God who is the creator and sustainer of the universe. This belief is based on the idea that God is the ultimate source of all life and that He is responsible for the creation and maintenance of the world. Theism is a major component of many religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. It is also a major part of many philosophical systems, such as Platonism and Aristotelianism. Theism is often contrasted with atheism, which is the belief that there is no God or higher power. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. Both theories attempt to explain the origin and nature of life and death, and the debate between them has been ongoing for centuries. This book examines the arguments for and against both theories, and explores the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 11. Pantheism. Pantheism is the belief that God is the universe and the universe is God. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Pantheism is a belief system that holds that God is the universe and the universe is God. This means that all of existence is part of a single, unified divine being. Pantheism is distinct from other religious beliefs in that it does not involve a personal God or a creator deity. Instead, it views the universe as an interconnected whole, with all of its parts being part of a single divine being. Pantheists believe that the universe is imbued with a spiritual essence, and that all of its parts are connected in a way that transcends physical boundaries. This spiritual essence is seen as the source of all life and the ultimate reality. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one in the study of the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is present in all living things. Both theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, and both have been used to explain the origin of life and the afterlife. Pantheism is closely related to both of these theories, as it views the universe as a unified whole, with all of its parts being part of a single divine being. Main idea number 12. Atheism. Atheism is the belief that there is no God or supernatural force. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Atheism is a belief system that rejects the notion of a higher power or supernatural force. It is based on the idea that the universe is a natural phenomenon, and that there is no evidence of a divine being or spiritual force. Atheists believe that the universe is a product of natural laws and that life is a result of natural processes. They reject the idea of a creator or a higher power that controls the universe. The debate between vitalism and animism is a philosophical discussion that attempts to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. Animism is the belief that life is a result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. Both theories attempt to explain the origin and nature of life and death, and both have been debated for centuries. The debate between vitalism and animism is important to the discussion of atheism because it provides an alternative explanation for the origin and nature of life and death. Atheists reject the notion of a higher power or supernatural force, and instead rely on natural laws and processes to explain the universe. The debate between vitalism and animism provides an interesting perspective on the nature of life and death, and can help atheists to better understand their own beliefs. Main idea number 13. Materialism. Materialism is the belief that all phenomena can be explained by material causes and laws. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Materialism is the belief that all phenomena can be explained by material causes and laws. This means that all events, including those related to life and death, can be explained by physical and chemical processes. Materialism is often contrasted with vitalism, which is the belief that life is a special kind of phenomenon that cannot be explained by material causes and laws. Animism is another philosophical theory that attempts to explain the nature of life and death. Animism is the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, have a spiritual essence or soul. This spiritual essence is believed to be the source of life and to be responsible for the continuation of life after death. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines the debate between these two philosophical theories and their implications for understanding the nature of life and death. Main idea number 14. Idealism. Idealism is the belief that all phenomena can be explained by mental or spiritual causes and laws. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Idealism is a philosophical concept that suggests that all phenomena can be explained by mental or spiritual causes and laws. It is a belief that the physical world is not the only reality, and that there is a spiritual or mental realm that is the source of all reality. Idealism is often contrasted with materialism, which holds that physical matter is the only reality. Idealism is a broad concept that encompasses many different philosophical theories, such as vitalism and animism. Vitalism is a philosophical theory that suggests that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead the result of a vital force or energy. This vital force is seen as the source of life and is believed to be responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Animism is a philosophical theory that suggests that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This spiritual essence is believed to be the source of life and is responsible for the behavior and actions of living things. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one in the field of philosophy. Both theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, and both have their supporters and detractors. This book examines the debate between these two philosophical theories, and provides an in-depth look at the arguments for and against each one. Main idea number 15. Holism. Holism is the belief that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Holism is the belief that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This concept is often applied to the study of complex systems, such as the human body, the environment, and society. Holism suggests that these systems are more than the sum of their individual components, and that the interactions between the components are essential to understanding the system as a whole. This idea has been applied to the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. Animism is the belief that life is the result of an animating spirit or soul that is distinct from the physical body. Both theories attempt to explain the complexity of life and death, and holism suggests that both theories must be taken into account in order to fully understand the nature of life and death. Main idea number 16. Emergence. Emergence is the belief that complex phenomena can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Emergence is a concept that has been around for centuries, but has only recently been studied in depth. It is the belief that complex phenomena can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is found in all living things. Both theories attempt to explain the origin and nature of life, and the book examines the arguments for and against each theory. It also looks at the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death, and how they can be applied to our lives. The book provides an in-depth look at the debate between vitalism and animism, and how each theory can be used to explain the nature of life and death. Main idea number 17. Reductionism. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena can be explained by reducing them to their component parts. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena can be explained by breaking them down into their component parts. This approach is often used in the sciences, where complex systems are studied by examining the individual elements that make them up. For example, in biology, the study of life is often approached by looking at the individual cells and molecules that make up living organisms. In psychology, the behavior of individuals is studied by looking at the individual neurons and neurotransmitters that make up the brain. The debate between vitalism and animism is an example of how reductionism can be applied to philosophical questions. Vitalism is the belief that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. Animism is the belief that life is the result of an animating spirit or soul that is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. By examining the individual components of these two theories, it is possible to gain a better understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 18. Vitalism versus animism. Vitalism and animism are two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Vitalists believe that this vital force is responsible for the maintenance of life and is the cause of death. They also believe that this vital force is not subject to the laws of physics or chemistry and is not affected by external influences. Animism is the belief that all living things have a spirit or soul that is distinct from their physical body. Animists believe that this spirit or soul is responsible for the life and death of living things. They also believe that this spirit or soul is the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Animists believe that this spirit or soul is not subject to the laws of physics or chemistry and is not affected by external influences. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries. Both theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, but they differ in their approach. Vitalists believe that life is the result of a vital force or energy, while animists believe that life is the result of a spirit or soul. Both theories have their supporters and detractors, and the debate continues to this day. Main idea number 19. Arguments for vitalism. Arguments for vitalism include the belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Arguments for vitalism include the belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. Vitalists argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. Vitalists argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle, and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for life to exist. This organization is often referred to as the vital principle and is thought to be responsible for the unique characteristics of living organisms, such as their ability to reproduce, grow, and respond to their environment. Vitalists also argue that life is not merely a physical phenomenon, but is instead something that is fundamentally different from the physical world. They believe that life is governed by a special set of laws or principles that are not found in the physical world. This could include the idea that life is driven by a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. Vitalists also argue that living organisms possess a special kind of organization that is not found in non-living things, and that this organization is essential for. Main idea number 20. Arguments for animism. Arguments for animism include the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that attempt to explain the nature of life and death. Arguments for animism include the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This belief is based on the idea that all living things are connected to a spiritual force or energy that animates them and gives them life. Animists believe that this spiritual force is the source of all life and that it is responsible for the interconnectedness of all living things. Animists also believe that this spiritual force is the source of all knowledge and wisdom, and that it can be accessed through rituals and ceremonies. Animists believe that this spiritual force is the source of all healing and that it can be accessed through prayer and meditation. Animists also believe that this spiritual force is the source of all creativity and that it can be accessed through art and music. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it attempts to explain the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that animates all living things. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that all living things possess a spiritual essence or soul. Both theories attempt to explain the nature of life and death, but they differ in their approach. Vitalism focuses on the physical aspects of life, while animism focuses on the spiritual aspects. The debate between vitalism and animism is an ongoing one, and it is important to consider both sides of the argument. While vitalism may be more scientific in its approach, animism offers a more spiritual perspective on life and death. Ultimately, it is up to the individual to decide which theory best explains the nature of life and death.